All right, no more of that. I was just checking my phone and I got sucked into the news headlines, and it's just such a scary time. Just unbelievable. You can't deny it or even get away from it, you know? It's just so stressful. Yeah, sorry. I'm getting worked up here. No, no, no. I'm okay. Yeah, thank you. Having you here helps a lot. Oh, you have no idea. I don't know what I would do without you, to be quite honest. Not like in a psycho, you're never getting rid of me kind of way. More like, I never thought I would need anyone or want to need anyone like that. I've always been sort of on my own, you know? Not quite a loner and not really lonely. Just sort of focused on other things. Goals. Yeah, work, definitely. But more like, I never really felt like I belonged anywhere. So I didn't really want to be anywhere in particular. I just wanted to keep moving and not worry about not really fitting in. And with traveling the way I was, I made it so I never really had to, you know? And then came you. Oh, I did. I fell hard for you. Yes, with this, all of this magnificence. I don't know how, but yeah. You had me at hello. No, actually, you didn't. I wanted to run. Oh, I did. Completely in the other direction. Oh, yeah. There was this pull. I hate to say connection because I think it's easily overused. Just when we met, I would find myself thinking about you afterwards and wondering what you're up to, and I would catch myself smiling. And then, being around you just, it was the worst. Yes. Because I just felt like awkward and clumsy, like I could trip over myself any time, any second while near you, and I just felt so nervous all the time and sweaty palms and scared and And I just remember thinking, gotta go, time to leave, because I didn't know you yet. I felt like I did. So fast. Because it was so easy to be around you. And so easy to just be myself. It was too good. Too good. So I had to go. And then I came back. Because you have this effect on me. And it's the most complex, frightening, sublime, rapturous, intimate effect that I now can't do without, quite frankly. No. When did I realize I couldn't do without it? Are you fishing here? No, not then. No, not after that either. But it was the first time for something. It was the first time I truly made you laugh. Yes, really? No, I make you chuckle all the time. But the first time I had you grabbing your gut, tears rolling down your face, laughing, I was hooked. Truly. I know it sounds crazy, but it is what it is. I love making you laugh. I really do. Yeah, just all of my walls to protect myself from you just vanished in those moments. And luckily, there's been no regret since. None, no. Your kindness, your compassion. And you've somehow taught me like a sense of self that I didn't know I really had in me. Oh, just let me say it. I know it's really sappy. But it's just being with you has not only brought me joy, but it's also taught me so much. Opened my eyes to things I never realized. Okay, no. I never said you were perfect. Oh, look at that smug smile. I never said you're perfect. You're stubborn, you hog the bed, and you snore. Yeah, you do. Seriously, I'm going to record you sometime. And you absolutely drive me mad now and again. You do. You really do. But more so, you just make me really, really happy. And you allow me the chance to forget about all the crazy shit going on right now and just be here and melt with you into our own little bubble. That is perfect. Oh, yeah. You could say I'm pretty sweet on you. You could definitely say that. Oh, yeah, definitely.